Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we have the, it's called the veneration of the cross, the Sunday of veneration. Yesterday, we brought out the cross in the middle of the church, and we were coming and venerating the cross and getting from the cross a great help, a great energy to carry our crosses. Today's gospel, you heard, it said that those who want to follow me, they have to pick up their cross and follow me. I mean, my beloved, what does it mean to pick up our cross? Well, every one of us has a cross. What kind of a cross? It may be family trouble. It may be sicknesses. It may be troubles at the work. It may be troubles from neighbors, or from governments. Whatever it may be, all the troubles that we may, what may befall us, is allowed by the Lord for our salvation. For then we are on the narrow, thorny road. And this is what we have to accept. And woe unto us if we can't accept our crosses. And then we forget our Lord. But if we remember the Lord, what he went through on the cross, and before the cross, the whole life, as he was in the beginning, they wanted to kill him, the emperor, and then he had to flee to go to another country, and then he came back, and people didn't want to understand him, most of them, especially the hierarchy of his own church. They didn't understand him, and they were always looking for some reason to kill him, because they couldn't stand his true preaching. My beloved, this was a great cross that the Lord had to bear, and an even greater cross that he had to see and knew my evil thoughts, or your evil thoughts, or anybody's evil thoughts, and everybody's sin from the beginning to the end. And he suffered for those sins because he loves us so much, and he wants us to be free from the sins, and he wants us to be able to come to the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, if something befalls you, if there's some trouble, a fire, any kind of trouble at work, from your personal family, or sicknesses, whatever it may be, accept it. Accept it with gratitude to the Lord and say, oh, I deserve it. I needed that. I need that for my salvation. Otherwise, my Lord wouldn't send it to me. He is allowing me to go on that narrow, thorny way that brings me to the kingdom of heaven. Don't grumble, because when we grumble and say, why? I don't deserve it. I don't want this cross. It's too heavy. I can't take it. Well, that's pride talking. That's your pride and your inability to have enough love for the Lord. For if you had enough, or I had enough love for the Lord, we would never grumble over anything that befalls us. It may be negative. And no matter how tough even the sicknesses may be, we'll just bear everything and thank the Lord and say, thank you, our Lord, that you are allowing us to go that narrow way, the thorny way that will lead to the kingdom of heaven. And we are grateful, truly grateful to you, that you're sending me all those things, because look what the saints had said. The saints even said that, and they were already saints, that they were able to do miracles. The Lord had resurrected the dead through them, healed all kinds of sicknesses and so on. And yet they all felt that they are sinners, and that they deserve whatever punishment they may be getting, whether it's sickness or whether persecution or the great tortures, as the great martyrs did. And those who were not great martyrs, that from evil governments and evil people, they were taking upon themselves special burdens. Some of them wore chains on them. Some of them were putting on clothes that were always scratched. scratching. They would sleep on the floor. Some of them would not even have any shelter, and just stay on the outside, no matter what weather it may be, and so on. All those things they have done to make sure that they are on the narrow, thorny road that leads to the kingdom of heaven. And of course, they could bear all that only because they remembered the Lord. So that's the key. The key is for us to remember the Lord all the time. Remember his suffering, what he endured for us, and remember the suffering that his mother had endured, even though she had no pain when he was born as a regular mother, for it was a miraculous birth without the seed, and he came out without hurting the Theotokos. And my beloved, but she suffered so much when she saw him being crucified, when she saw also the soldier putting a spear through his side, my beloved, and she suffers for us when she sees us going in the wrong way, wrong road, if we go on the wide road which doesn't lead to the kingdom of heaven. And when we show we have no love for her son and our Lord and her Lord Jesus Christ, and that we're not willing to suffer and not willing to take the crosses that he sends us, because we forget what he says: if you want to follow me, pick up your cross, deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me. That's what we have to learn to do. That's why the Great Lent is given to us. Now, this week already in the middle, and Wednesday is going to be the middle of the week. And so the Church has given us the cross so that we have remembrance of the Lord's suffering, and that we will pick up the grace from God and the help that we need to carry on this little cross that we have taken upon ourselves to fulfill the rules of the Great Lent. My beloved, we have to try to get more and more love for the Lord. The more love we have for the Lord, the more memory we will have of the Lord. And we would say with St. John of Kronstadt, as he says, I don't understand, how is it possible that people don't pray for an hour and a half? And he said, what am I talking about, hour and a half? For a minute and a half, how can they not pray? Because he was in constant prayer, and so is all the saints. And that's what the Lord is calling us to have, the prayer in the heart. To have a prayer, the Jesus' prayer, any prayer that our heart will be in contact all the time with the Lord, and so that he will make his abode with the Father and the Holy Spirit right inside our heart. My beloved, let's try to humble ourselves. Let's try to accept whatever cross the Lord sends, no matter how difficult it may seem to us. Let's accept it, that this is the way to the kingdom of heaven. And if we didn't need that cross, the Lord would not allow us to carry that cross. But because he allows us to carry the cross, again, I will repeat myself, no matter what the cross may be, no matter how much you suffer, maybe from severe diseases, some sickness that are causing you pain all the time, all that, accept it. Accept it with humility and with gratitude. It's very important for us to have gratitude to the Lord for whatever cross he sends us, because we know that it's going to lead us into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. God bless you.